Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson and you with UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have Miss Tiffany on the line with me and she's not new to the family, but Miss Tiffany, let the people know what's going on.
Hey, what's up, people? This is your girl, Miss Tiffany. Hope everybody's doing well. God is good. He's been good. He still is good. And I'm giving him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory on today.
Amen. You've been doing so much. I want to know, how has it been going for you since the last time you was here with us?
It's been going well. I just work hard and keep the faith and keep pushing, stay in his grace, stay in his will, try to remain obedient as much as I can. I'm not a perfect person, but I am a willing and able body, and I just want to keep, doing things unto the glory of the Lord to continue to serve him and use my gifts to glorify him in the kingdom and continue to advance the gospel and do what he has called me to do. This is my yes to the Lord, answering the call to this assignment, to the ministry of hip hop. And so I'm just blessed to be able to continue to use my gift and my talent in a positive way.
You know what, Tiffany, since you family, I'm gonna be real honest with you. I love that answer, and that's good. And we do wanna honor our Father in heaven. But you have been putting in some real work, and I'm gonna need you to
Yes.
go on and tell people the doors that have been open, like on Empire, and how God is allowing the saints in places and spaces where we can be present, anointed,
Yes.
appointed, and
Yes.
keep it moving. Now go
Yes.
on. I'm gonna give you another go at this. Now go
So
ahead.
you want that part. Okay, I want
Right.
that part. So wow, I can't even remember Nigeria went. I know it was a couple of years ago and stuff. And so, yeah, of course, I was on Empire. I was on season 4, episodes 8 and 16. And I was Exhibit's character, Shine. I was his baby mama. And it's the amazing story behind that is when Empire first aired and season 1 came out, my mom called me and she was telling me that it was this new show on Fox called Empire, and it was starring Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson. She was like, I know, you're starting your music career and everything, and I think it's because you may see some things or, find out some things on the show that might be helpful to your career. And so I'm like, okay, I really didn't watch TV much during that time, and, Empire really came on during the time when I was going to Bible study, and so it was kind of a conflict of interest for me. I know, right? And I'm like, Mom, no, I ain't watched it. She called me for like the first 3 episodes. So once a week, she would call me every Wednesday after the show went off. It's like, did you get a chance to catch it? Trying to talk about it, right? And I was like, nah, I didn't. And so I binge watched on a Saturday and I watched the first 3 episodes back to back. Fell in love with the storyline because it was about the family and they were building a business and everything. I called her on the phone and I was like, I love this show. I was like, I'm gonna be on there one day. And she was like, yeah. She was like, have faith. You have the faith for it. God can do the impossible. And I said, no, I had one of those open visions, like how I have sometimes, prophetic dreamer, visionary. And I said, I saw myself standing on the stage with Terrence and Taraji. And she continued to agree with me about it. And 2 years later, a call from the owner of a casting agency in Chicago. And she told me that the directors of Empire saw my photos and wanted to know if I could make it there next month. The next month came and I was there. First episode I was in Nigeria was Cookie and Lucius. They were not a part of that particular scene. And so I guess somebody of little faith would think, well, what I saw was me just connecting to the show and maybe I won't really be on the stage with Terrence and Taraji. But, the first scene we were on the porch and the kids were playing in the yard and Exhibit and his character and Hakeem were standing in the yard and they were talking. And then a couple of months later, I got a call again, come back. And so when I came back, there was season 4, episode 16. And that is the episode that I was standing on the stage with Terrence and Taraji. And it happened just like I saw it. It was amazing. It was crazy. I have so many testimonies and miracles like that. Of course, everybody knows that I was the first female gospel rapper to ever perform on the Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel Showcase. Female gospel rapper to ever receive an official nomination or award for Rap Hip Hop City of the Year. That happened in 2019. And I've met a lot of firsts, especially here in Mississippi. I've made a lot of history in the gospel music industry and in the music industry, period. Yeah, we've been doing a lot. I'm grateful.
And you was also on Queen Sugar, right?
Yeah, season 2, it was a couple episodes. That was my first
time being on the set of a major series, you know, a television series. And how that happened, I was shooting at the Mississippi Museum of Art with a photographer, thought I had some nice features, thought I looked great on frame, sent me some instructions. I completed the instructions, followed them. And the next day when I was out on the road, you know, I got a call, picked up, I'm like, who is this calling from this number? Pick up the phone and it's the casting agency out of New Orleans. And, you know, they wanted me on set the next day for Queen Sugar. And so I went and I believe that particular first scene that I was in, the little boy, I believe his name is Blue. It was his birthday party, I believe. This was season two.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there in the cafe, and it was a great experience. It gave me a chance to get a glimpse of how things were and where I wanted to be.
Right, right.
So it just started happening.
Now, you have a management company, or you got these connections on your own?
They were God-led, Holy Spirit-led.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about.
That I ever connected to.
Why I gotta Tiffany? Why I gotta pull you? We family, Tiffany. We are where key players speak. We lay it out, and you gotta let people know how God moves. We not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ over here.
No manager.
Okay.
Holy Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Come on. This is what I'm trying to say. Let the people know our Father is real. I tell everybody he my lawyer, he my agent, he my manager. He everything I stand in need of. He don't rob me. He don't steal from me. He gives me all great assignments. Come on, Tiffany. Help me out here. Now, let's talk about this this new project that's out. I mean, you know, I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. Jump in on how this came into play for you. Are you signed to a label now?
I am.
All right.
Mixbag Entertainment.
All right. Go ahead and tell your story.
Let me tell this story. Okay. So you want the story. I'm
going
to try to make it short because it's kind of long.
All right.
So, all right. When God first gave me the revelation that I could rap, you know, and I could spread the gospel through rap, I was sitting in the car at the Salvation Army. I was picking my sons up from the after school program there, and my grandmother had just passed away, and truly, really did come down from the Lord himself, right? I was in a car accident when I was a secular rapper, and I had a brain injury, spinal cord injury, right? So after God healed me from that and restored me from that, I didn't go back to the secular music. I stopped writing altogether. I focused on school. I got my bachelor's degree. I got my master's degree, you know, and just, you know, started working full-time and everything. Got married, you know, had my two sons at the time. I have my daughter now. And so I'm sitting there in the car, and I'm just like, Lord, I've done everything the doctor said I wouldn't be able to do. I've done what society says and my family says I should have done by this time in my life at this age, and I still don't feel fulfilled. Like, this routine, like, this is just not me, you know. I get up and go to work and, you know, do it all over again. I'm like, this is just not it, Lord. What would you have me do? And I hear a voice say, you start back rapping again. I'm like, what? Like, no, because if you heard me rap back in the day, you think that, you know, the strong and powerful now, man, when I used to say what I wanted to say, you know, whenever I wanted to say it, just imagine, it was lethal now. So I'm like, God ain't telling me to do this. I thought the devil was talking to me. I was like, I thought I heard from God. And he continued to speak, though. And I continued to hear his voice. And he said, this time I'm going to send you to the nations. He said, you're going to spread the gospel. And I'm like, what? The devil wouldn't tell me to do this. You know, so this, I am hearing from God. This is the voice of the Lord. So the God truly gave me that revelation that day. I went and bought a new notebook and a new pen. And I set it on the side of my bed on the nightstand. And I could see the words on those pages before I ever touched that pen. I could see that notebook filled with words from God, and I was like, how am I going to do that?
Right.
How am I going to get these words out? And I just felt spiritually pregnant. Like, I feel like I was carrying something around. And for 8 weeks, I still didn't write. And every day I had to look at that notebook, and I kept seeing those words. I kept seeing those words on those pages and stuff. And so one day I was getting ready to go to, you know, a restaurant and have dinner. And I was putting on my mascara and, you know, eyeliner and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing on my soapbox about some things that was going on in ministry at the time. And I just said, oh, I ain't preaching to the choir because they already believe.
Right.
And God said, go write it down. So I run over to the notebook and I go write that down. And it's like I had this uncovering, this unveiling over from over my eyes. Like, seriously, I literally in spirit, I could see it. And so I continue to try to, you know, get myself ready and everything. But, you know, by the time God, the Holy Spirit had just been taking over, I had to go and get the notebook, sit on the side of the bed. And I wrote, I Ain't Preaching to the Choir in like 15 minutes. It was my first song that I ever wrote that was a gospel track.
Right.
And every day I had to carry that notebook with me after that. I could not, it couldn't be out of my presence. I literally, if I went in the car, grocery store, if I went to work, I even had it at my desk at work.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. I just had to have it everywhere I went because he was continuously pouring. I'm like, where are these scriptures coming from? Because honestly, I had tried to disqualify myself. I told God, Lord, I ain't been praying like I should. I haven't been reading my Bible like I should. Right. I haven't been going to church like I should. You know, I tried to disqualify myself. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, you want to do what God is telling you to do and asking you to do. But say it like this. And then I said, you know what? I said, Lord, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. Whatever you tell me to say, I will say it. Wherever you tell me to go, I will go.
Right.
But I need your help. I can't do it without you.
Right.
I can't do this, you know.
Right.
And I need for the right people to be in the right place at
Come
the right
on
time.
Come on now. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you want me to do this and get back into music, because music industry is crazy.
You ain't
and
never lied.
People hear the word people hear the word gospel, tacked onto it and think good, but the gospel industry has its own set of, you know, issues and dysfunctions as well. And so, you know, if you, Lord, you want me to go back into this and go up against some of this stuff, then I for surely, I need some key players.
Come
you
on
know,
now. That's right.
Come on. So that when I walk through that thing, we come through, it's all in order. It's in alignment. And, you know, it's oil, it's ease, it's flow. Ain't no frustration. Even
right.
though it's been some frustration.
Right.
You
right.
know, but I mean, so whole much is given, much is required in anything worth having, you know, is worth fighting for. So I thank him for the grace in that area. I did Google gospel rap, and the first gospel rapper that popped up from my Google search was a guy named Emmanuel Lampert. And I was like, who is this? You know,
mm-hmm.
So he went by the name The Truth. I started watching his videos and stuff. And when I went over to YouTube to watch his videos and listen to some of his songs, that's when I saw it's a whole culture out here. There's other rappers in different places, and Mississippi just didn't have that type of a setup, though.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that inspired me. I was like, okay, well, this is not something that I'm inventing, but, you know, it's definitely something that I'm interested in getting into. A couple years after I started writing and before God allowed me to release my first project, I Ain't Preaching to the Choir, The Truth, his label, Mixed Bag Entertainment, was having a 16-bar challenge. And whoever won the 16-bar challenge could get signed to the label.
Wow.
And so I saw that, and I saw the contest, and I was like, oh, I'm about to kill this beat. I'm going to be the first female rapper to sign Mixed Bag Entertainment. Yeah, got my notebook and my pen and my laptop, and I'm just like, hey, I'm about to do this. Play the beat and everything. Got my pen in my hand, about to write, and God says, no, shut it down. And I'm like, what? Because I mean, you know, I know his voice now. I can't do the challenge. And so I didn't do it. I obeyed. I shut the laptop off and shut it down immediately.
Wow.
Because God wasn't playing. I did it, and I had to obey.
Mm.
And someone else won that competition. And so I had to pass on him. Like, dang, well, I guess, you know,
right.
Hey, it is not the right time. And I'm so glad that, you know, that I did not go forth with it, because so many different things happened after that.
Right.
That everything could have fallen apart.
Right,
you know,
right.
It just wouldn't have been the right time. So flash forward years later, I've built a network up for myself. I've built relationships. I've got my name out there in the industry. I've learned the business. I've been processed. Right. And so I'm more mature with this thing.
Right.
And I'm learning, and I've educated myself, and I've become established. And now, you know, now I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then I get a message on Facebook through Messenger from Mixed Bag Entertainment organically.
Wow.
I never reached out to them whatsoever. Never tried to submit anything. Never emailed anybody. Never called. Never had anybody do anything on my behalf. I get a message from them. Asking me, what are my music goals? What are your goals? This is after the Stellars, right?
Right.
After I got the Stellar nomination. So we have a conversation, dance around it, you know, about a good year or so. And then finally came up with a deal. You know what I mean? Then a few months after that, I get a text. It's a group text. And it's one of the label heads saying, Tiffany, I want to introduce you to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, this is Tiffany. And it was the truth. And the truth was back in partnership with the label. And what I spoke, saying that I would be the first female rapper to be signed to Miss Bag Entertainment. It happened. And the truth, A&R'd my sophomore album, which is entitled He's Been Good. And so we both flew up to St. Paul, Minnesota, locked into the studio for like 3 days, and I got those tracks done, you know, and it's just crazy. And so I'm on his album, which just released. It's called Emmanuel, and he's on mine. And we have a track together with Myron Butler called All Right.
I love all three of y'all. I love all three of y'all. Man, that is awesome. And the truth,
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah. I met him in Brooklyn one time at an event. And I love me some Myron Butler. So, man, I love your story. I really do. Because it's so faith-based. And people really need to hear that God will move. And just be patient. And as you said, obedient. You know, I mean, it's hard. And for you to be all ready to go for the challenge and then just be like hearing from God saying no. And then for this to come full circle is just super amazing. So I can surely hear why your single is He's Been. I mean, you know, is it all of that what you're saying in this song?
Oh, absolutely. I'm saying, look, he made me, he saved me, he forgave me, you know, he never forsake me. He's always been there by my side through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. You know, he's there now. He's ever present, you know, and powerful, and he's been good. And so what I did was, in the first verse, I'm talking about myself and what God has done for me. And in the second verse, it's really the same lyrics, but I flipped them to the listener, and I'm asking questions to give the listener a chance to think and do some introspection. So I'm like, hey, made you, then he shaped you. Did he ever forsake you, set you on that path? Did he hold you to your path? You know, every time that you need it, he gave the things that you asked. Didn't his promise last, and his glory you can bask.
Come on.
And so I love that song.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, we got you. What's going on in the future? Any more film, TV, plays? And you model as well. So what's going on?
I have gotten some offers for some indie films, some shorts that they will be submitted to, of course, film festivals. We are almost complete with a film, Shield by His Grace, which is in post-production. Got a few more things to do with that, and that will be complete. I just released a couple of months ago my third book, which is called Girl, God is in the Details. It's a manifestation journal for young women, for young adults, for, you know, the everyday woman, you know, and really it's a space, it's an open space, a book where you can write things down. Because a lot of the stuff that I have going, I wrote it down first and then God, you know, made it happen. I married it with the word and boom, there you go. And next thing you know, it manifests. And so I'm a big advocate of that. And I think, you know, I wanted to share that, you know, just with women or anybody, you know, doesn't matter what gender you are. Also in some conversations and discussions about getting some movie licensing for some of my songs. Amazingly, they want to go back and get the old catalog. Crazy. You know, they like the new songs and everything, but they've been asking about some of the old work.
It's all right.
I'm alone.
It's all right. So let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, your website, your social media tags.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Official Ms. Tiffany, that's M-I-Z-T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. And all of my links are there to my music, to the website, to my book, to the booking form. Everything is there in the profile, in my bio.
Freaking love you, Tiffany. I thank you for stopping by again. As always, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely keep us in the loop as you continue to prosper.
Amen. Thank you. Bless y'all.